A little before Lodge is about to open, an old man totters up to the teller and says, "I'm here to receive my second degree." The teller looks at this guy who's really older than dirt and asks him to explain. "I was entered on July 5th, 1972. Now I'm ready for my second degree." The secretary checked the records, and sure enough, there was his name, entered 40 plus years ago. "Where have you been all these years? What took you so long to get here for your second?" He replied, "I was learning to subdue my passions." My introduction to Masonry was in high school. I wanted to date a cute flute player in the marching band. She was in Rainbow Girls. Her mother was an Eastern Star. Her father was high up in Scottish Rite. Soon I learned one of the facts of life. I was Lutheran, she was Masonic, and according to her parents, the relationship wasn't going anywhere. End of story. I got reacquainted with Masonry several years ago when I learned that the carpenter who did a lot of excellent work on my house was also a Mason. I was interested. We began talking. I petitioned, was initiated, and raised to the third degree last December, a little more than a month ago. It's taken me a good while, to become ready to be a Mason. Part of the delay was like the old man's. Another was changing my attitude about Masonic families. For some of us, it takes a long time to get ready. Who am I? A retired keyboard jockey, instructional designer, administrative assistant, business consultant, professional photographer, programmer, systems analyst, college instructor with a master's degree in math. If you're wondering what I'm doing up here in the forefront of this worshipful assembly, you're not alone. I've been asking myself the same since I agreed to share some of my thoughts and feelings about my time as a candidate and initiate in Freemasonry. I got myself into this situation by writing an obscure blog called the Initiates Blog on a website few people ever visit. I wrote it to sort out my thoughts and feelings as I petitioned, was initiated, and finally raised to the degree of Master Mason. Those thoughts reflected my feelings and attitudes at the time, and a little bit of frustration and uncertainty as to where it was all going. Those thoughts were not directed as a criticism against the Lodge, against Masonry, or any of my fellow brothers. Over the 14 months of that blog, I found frustration, fears, questions, uncertainties, satisfactions and accomplishments, and most notably, unconditional acceptance of all the brothers I met. At the start, I thought that preserving my thoughts and experience might be helpful to a future candidate or an initiate. I imagined that I might define the path more clearly and make the way forward a little easier for someone. Someone actually read the blog, and that's why I'm here. He asked me to relate some of the things that I wrote there. Since then, I've puzzled whether this would be an opportunity or a predicament. Okay. I ask you to create in your mind's eye as I talk. You're alone. You're in an unfamiliar place. Ahead of you is a wide chasm. You're facing a rope bridge stretched across it. The ropes that suspend the bridge are nothing more than twisted vines. The floor of the bridge is made of crude, weathered planks spaced well apart, providing a nice window to the nothingness below. As you take the first step, the bridge sways, creaks, swings, up and down, side to side. The chasm below and the opposite end of the bridge, as well as what lies behind, are shrouded in thick fog. What lies ahead is unclear. I petitioned in August of 2015. I waited. A couple of months later, I learned my petition had been accepted, that soon there would be an interview and later a decision on allowing me to begin the process of becoming an entered apprentice. I waited and wondered, what was next? What do I need to do? How can I make something happen? A couple of months later, I was accepted as an entered apprentice in a very meaningful ceremony. The fog cleared rapidly as the blindfold was removed, and I saw the supportive faces of Brother Masons all around me. Later, I became a fellow craft mason. There was work to do to prove up. I got busy. The fog began to clear. I took more steps and saw more of the pathway. Then more waiting. I felt the fog returning. Unity Lodge is dark during the summer, so I waited. 1 month later, there weren't enough brothers to enter on the second degree. At the November communication, I found I did not remember the due guard, the penal sign, the handshake of either degree. I was forgetting the words of my obligation. I stumbled trying to translate the ciphered text that I had previously memorized. The fog seemed real again. Plans for raising to the third degree came and went, but at the last minute, they fell into place, and I had the full experience of the drama, ritual, and meaning of being raised to the sublime degree of Master Mason. The fog cleared, and I took careful steps along the bridge with more confidence, clarity, and enthusiasm. Well, given what I've told you so far, you probably see me as a cup is half empty person. But there's another side of this. I'm always looking for ways to fill up the cup. So now I think about the kind of lodge and the experiences that I appreciate and that keep me coming back. I imagine an ideal lodge. In these Masonic dreams, I see brothers coming to stated communications and meetings prepared with ideas and proposals for constructive action. I'm happy to hear and participate in following through on these. In this lodge, brothers make attendance and participation a priority. Maybe not the top, but all up there with their religious, personal, and fiscal needs. This lodge teaches, practices, and promotes spiritual growth through the regular discussion of Masonic principles. My ideal lodge attracts petitioners and encourages candidates who truly seek light because activities are compelling and because they express the highest ideals of Freemasonry in meaningful ways. Brothers study individually and together books and videos that show the history and values of Freemasonry. My lodge allows me to grow by building both excitement and teaching into its activities. There's something interesting in every meeting. brothers try something new from time to time to extend the understanding and knowledge of Freemasonry. In my imaginary lodge, ritual comes from the heart, with meaning, reflecting interesting and peculiarly Masonic thinking. The faith, hope, and charity proclaimed in the lodge spill out the doorway onto the sidewalks, streets, and local institutions that benefit Masons and non-Masons. Does this seem to you like an impossible list of ideals? Are such aspirations reasonable? I was raised to the third degree just over a month ago. I'm barely wet behind the ears. But as we all listen tonight, perhaps we'll identify at least one way to bring more light to our lodge, a step to a thriving lodge, and we can begin by choosing one goal and taking action toward the change that fills the cup a little fuller. I don't expect a cup overflowing. Maybe the cup will sometimes be partly empty. But in my ideal lodge, the cup will not be drained by poor attendance, half-hearted planning, too familiar events, or the way of least resistance. We brothers may need to stretch our cable toes to the maximum, myself included. Joseph Fort Newton wrote a book about Freemasonry called The Builders, A Study and Story of Masonry. It's the most inspirational book about Masonry that I've read. These words from other of his writings are part of my Masonic creed. We cannot tell what may happen to us in the strange medley of life, but we can decide what happens in us, how we can take it, what we can do with it. And that is what really counts in the end, how to take the raw stuff of life and make it a thing of beauty and worth. That's the test of living. Not what we have, but what we use. Not what we see, but what we choose. These are the things that mar or bless the sum of human happiness. Though I don't see the way clearly and I still have questions, I make choices, seeking more light, walking carefully toward the clearing fog. Let's walk together.